Weiter in Oraisa, we're in Yevamos Tav Yud Gimel Mabes. Speaking of on Yud Gimel Mabes, the bottom of the page, what a Mishnah, about a Mishnah. Mazel finishing the first Mishnah Yevamos. Now we move on to number two. Says the Hilga Mishnah. We're now going to go into the case of Arias, which is quite interesting, and that is that the relationship to a particular person is going to make them more chamor of a din than the 15 Arias we mentioned in the first Mishnah. And that's what it says now. Sheisha Arias chamuros meiru. There are six that are more chamor than those. Rashi says Yesh chamuros meilu. What does that mean? That is, that they are going to be, they're married to others, and they're not able to marry to the brother from the father. In other words, let's say I have a father, and I have brothers from the same father. They're not able to marry this person, my brothers. And then if they end up dying, and the tzaros are going to be mutter to marry them. So let's take a look and see what this means. Six are more chamor than the first 15 because they can be married to others and they can never go and marry my brothers. Tzoroseyan, because of that, therefore Tzoroseyan mutaros, their co-wives are always going to be mutter. So let's say like the first case, my mother, if I have a father who's married to a woman, so I have a father and a mother, and they're my parents, and then my father has another wife and has a bunch of other kids, so I have, let's say, 100 brothers. Now, those brothers, though, do not share the same mother. Since that mother is always is usher to me, therefore they're going to be usher to my brothers as well. So if let's say they end up getting divorced or whatever it is, she could never go ahead and marry into my brothers, even if she ends up marrying another guy, a random guy, Bob in the Shuk, and then she has a tzara, and then that husband ends up dying, and then the tzara goes to the Shuk. She can marry the other brothers because she was never the mother actually never felt even in the first place. So I say mutaros. Imo, and that's the case we just said right now, that's the mother. It says Rashi, Imo, any cholulin nasa le'achim shozesh. You can't marry any of my 100 brothers from my father, even though we don't share the same mother, right? He lo eishes av, it's considered to me my father's wife, v'chein eishes av, achos av, okay, etc. Therefore, there's never going to be an issue. Back into the Gemara now, Mishnah. Imo, the eishes aviv, or his father's wife. And that is, let's say, my father has a wife who's not my mother. And if it's my father's wife, it's my brother's father's wife as well. Because remember, it's only achiv may aviv that anything makes a difference over here. And therefore, she won't be able to fall to any of them as well. It's Ashes aviv. Next case is achos aviv, my father's sister. That's also to me. Mm-hmm. And therefore, she can't marry any of my brothers because they're related to him as well. Achosu me'aviv, let's say his my sister from my father, that's also to me, and he's also going to be also to them as well because all my brothers, obviously we have the same father here. Ve'eshes achi aviv, that is the wife of his father's brother. So I have a father, my father's a brother, and she has a wife. It's my aunt through marriage. That's usher when her husband dies or even divorces her. And again, we have the same, all the brothers are on the same boat here. The Ashes Achiv me aviv, and the wife of Ashes Achiv of my brother from the same father. In this case, we're talking specifically about the fact that if they had children. So in such a case, if they already had children, then there's no yibum, or they got divorced, that there's no yibum over there. And therefore, so we also to all the brothers of the guy who goes and dies because of its Ashes Achiv. Whew, okay. Now, Beishame Metir Netzaros Lachim, Beishame allow the tsaros of the co-wives of all of the 15 Arias, to their mutter to the brothers when they go for yibum. So let's say you have a regular case we've been dealing with the whole time. Bishami clearly goes against our first Mishnah. You have a regular case, and you have Reuven and Shimon. Reuven marries Shimon's daughter and somebody else, and then Reuven dies. Even though the daughter is also to Shimon, the tzara is mutter. So Bishami matir na tzaras la'achin, ashes tzaras erva li'siyabim la'achiv, deles lehu hach drasha de litzror. He doesn't darshan the word of litzror to include this in the Yisr. Bishilo la'usr, like we know all along.
Right, that's our first mission over there, going to Beisela. Beep, turn the page. Yud Gimel Amud Beis. Chaltu.
In the case of, let's say, where you have Reuven dies, and now the daughter, you know, his wife, who is the daughter, let's say Rivka, and let's say Rachel and Leah. So Rachel was Reuven marries his niece Rachel, and there's another wife Leah, and they fall now to Shimon, who's his own daughter, is Rachel. So we know the whole case is nothing happens over according to Beis Hillel, but what about according to Beis Shammai? Cholzu, if Chalitza was done, then Beis Shammai posts him in a kuna, Beis Shammai to pass him from Eric Kuna, because it's something called Chalitza, Rosh is Chalitza, so Chalitza, to real Chalitza. Beis Hillel Machshir, Beis Hillel says, no, nothing happened over here, so it's Mutter, Rosh is Lefich Chalitza, and Shalol Tzarech, they did it. There's no purpose for it. It's like nothing happened here. Nisi Abnu, let's say they end up doing Yibam. Watch this as La'achim to the brothers. Beishamay Machshirim, Beishamay, they say that, okay, it's Machshir, it's fit to marry Kohanim when the Yavam goes and dies, because according to them, this Tsar was mutter to the Yavam. There's no reason, therefore, to Aser to a coin when she dies, because an almana is mutter to go to a coin. If Bisil apostle and Bisil, they go ahead and they pass it. Rashi says, why is that? First, Bishami Machshirin, also unto Kohanim, in this almanu mi yiv mayhem. Bisil apostle and Shiniv alu le usser lahen, they were involved. They did be with someone who's also to them, but if Allah lifts Allah as a zona, va zona, so the kuna becomes a zona, therefore it's going to be usser for kahuna. Okay. Even though Beis Hillel are going to aser and Beis Shammai are going to mutter them, elu posten ve'elu machshirin, and therefore it comes out that these one is going to pass us some, and this is going to be machshir some. Lo nimnu with Beis Shammai milisa nashim mi Beis Hillel. Still, Beis Shammai didn't hold back from marrying women that come from Beis Hillel. Velo Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai didn't hold back from marrying from those in Beis Shammai. Says Rashi, what's going on over here is that lo nimnu afal pish b'nei atzarish and nisyabnu could Beis Shammai mamzerim him le Beis Hillel. According to Beis Hillel, those are considered mamzerim, those children, because you weren't allowed to marry them. Harei be'isra ishas achi aleim ve'ishas ach b'karei so b'nei Rayas Shane Khaibe Krisis Mamzerim him, Kidamima Pirkin, Afilu Hachi, Lonim Basilum Elisa Nashim Beshame, Basil would marry kid from Beshamai, Lafishay Mudian Lahem, Osamabos Minitsars Portion. They would say, oh, by the way, according to you, you can't marry this one because it came from this type of relationship, would you say it's Aser? And therefore they allowed it to happen. Okay, and also Kola Tyrus Vatumos Shahayu Elu Matiran Velu Matamin. We know there's a lot of machloks and Bisham Basil of what's Tame and what's Tahor. Still, all these things over here, Limnu Osim Tyrus Alu Algabe Elu, none of them held back from preparing Tara foods on Kalim that belong to the other ones. Rashi says Elu, Mashilim Klayam Le Elu. Right, they would lend, they would borrow utensils one for the next, and they knew that they would let them know if it was used for something that's tame according to their particular opinion. Says the Gemara, Am Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi. We're going into over here. Why Beis Shammai argue this idea that the Tsar of an Erva is Pater from Yibim Chalitza? That's our first mission. We know that in the first mission of the Parak, in the Masechta. So Am Rabbi Shimon Pazi, my time to Beis Shammai, what is the reasoning of Beit Shammai? Why is it that they disagree with Litzror, right? That an erva is going to pater the tzara. Tchsev lo siya eish zameis achutza leish zar. We know that the pasuk says that the wife of the dead one, the lo siya eish zameis achutza, should not be to a strange man, right? And that is, they understand the word hachutza, meaning the outer one, is describing the wife of the dead person. The outer wife is the one who's not a relative of the yavam. It says Rashi, hachitzona shehi nachris liyavam lo siya lazar. Shouldn't be for somebody else. Chutza mechal dika pnimis. Now, from the fact that it says lashon chutza, that implies that there's a pnimis. Rashi says bahada krova liyavam. Since the pasuk describes this wife as the outer one, it means that she's not related to the oven, implies that there's also an inner one who is related to the oven. So we're talking about a case over here where the dead person left two wives, here one's related and one was not. And then the pasuk says losia, she shouldn't be for outside, since you're allowed to do yibam over here, right? And therefore you do yibam
or you can do chalitza. Beis Hillel, mi ba'ilu l'chad Rebbe Yehuda Merav. According to them, they see this pasuk for something else entirely. Need for Yehuda Merav. Amar Yehuda Merav. Minayin she'ein kiddushin tovsin biyavama. From where do we learn that kiddushin doesn't take effect with the yavama? If someone besides the Yavam decides to go and marry her. So that is that the Yavam is waiting to go ahead. A regular case, you have two brothers, and the older brother, let's say, is married to a woman, and then he dies, and they have no children. Now it falls to the younger brother, everything's good and dandy. This woman can't marry to anyone else. Even though it's a Chayvi Lavin, generally do take hold. Says Basak Shenema, Losia Isha Samesa, Chutzal Yisar, shouldn't be someone else, right? She says, "Ain't a tofsin, it's not tofis." Lo siya ba havaya lazar. There's no being, no existence to someone who is a zar. Rashi says, "Right, we said it's not tofis." Ube shamay miksev lachutz. Does the pasuk say lachutz outside? No, I didn't say that. Chutza ksev. The pasuk says chutza. Rashi says the mashma chitzon, which means the outer one. Ube selel kevin ksev chutza. Since chutza is written with a hey at the end. It's like it's saying lachutz to the outer one. That's what the prefix lamed does over here. The Tanya we learned in a braisa. Rabbi Nechemia Omer, kol tevis shetzricha lamed b'tchila. Any word that needs a lamed in the beginning, he till hakus of hey b'sof. The pasuk puts a hey at the end. V'tana d'ver b'yishmal. Okay, go on. For example, elim elima. Right, when it says elim elima means two elim. Machanayim machanayma. It's a normal thing to put a hey at the end if you want to put a lamed instead of having a lamed in the beginning. So therefore, it means to the outside. She can't marry out of the family. Ubei shamayim derev Yehuda. Derev Yehuda amarav mina lehu. From where do we learn out this idea of Rabbi Yehuda amarav that this kiddushin is not going to be tofes for somebody outside of, the Yavama Chiyov. Mi le'ish zar nafke. He learns that from the words le'ish zar. It shouldn't be to an isar. Basil and nami, typical humi isar. Let them also learn out from the isar. And then for a chutzah, shouldn't be used there. But if we can teach us that she can actually, that the Sarah can marry the other brothers. A in a chinami, says Gemara, in a chinami, chutzah lamali, you're right, in a chinami, Basil should also learn out from the isar. So what's he going to do with this words over here? Chutzah is for something else. Larabas harusa, it's coming to include in arusa the laws of Yibam as well. Rashi says, she'imnis armula mina erisin, even if, let's say, one brother marries a guy, let's say the older brother marries a girl, sorry about that, and then they do erisin, and not nisuin, and then he ends up dying, still, tzricha liyavim, liyavim kinesuah, v'chutzah, Samash mechitzona shelo neskarva adayin lebia. Right. So therefore, they're looking at it as an arusa, and she's considered an outer wife of the dead person because marriage can't be done before nisuin. Ve'idach. And what about beishama? Mechutza hachutza. He learns that din from the word mechutza. It says. Instead of saying mechutza, it says hachutza. And so therefore, that's two things learning from that. V'idach, chutza hachutza lo mashmu. There's no jirasha from the chutza hachutza. We leave it at that, and that's where they stand. Rava Amar. Let's explain Beishamai a little differently. What's the reason Beishamai? Like the Gemara starting off is by asking, Gemara of Shimon Pasi, my time of the Beishamai, that he doesn't hold the jirasha of Litzvar, and it allows the Sarah of the Tsaras Erva to marry the other brothers. Rav Amar Taimayo de Beishami, what's the reason? The Ein Isser Chalal Isser, because one Isser does not take effect on another Isser. Wah, wah, wee, wah. That is, when I marry my brother's daughter, and at that stage, what happens is, why is my brother not allowed to marry her? Let's say her name is Shaniqua, my brother's daughter Shaniqua. Is he allowed to marry her? No. Why? Because it's an Isser of her being his daughter. Now when I go ahead and I marry her, which is fine, she's now called Eishes Ach, but really Eishes Ach doesn't take effect according to this Shita because they're saying Ein Isser Chalal Isser, and therefore when I marry Shaniqua and I marry another woman, and let's say then I die, so Shaniqua was never in the equation of Eishes Ach to my brother because it's his own daughter, and therefore the other one is now allowed to go ahead and marry. He's allowed to marry the other one with no problemo. Everything is good.
Rashi gives another case that we're talking about two brothers end up marrying two sisters. So that is Ein Isser Eishes Achal Al Bito. That's the first case. Shall say Eisal Avi Hilchach Lorami Kamil. Okay, we did that already. Umiu Hadabrach Tena Chicha Denasa Lo Yoda Milsi De Rava. Vesaver De Rava Achos Isha Vechayosi Valichudayu Kai Shekorvasa Ayde Kiddushin. Okay, we're gonna talk about a case where if I go in and I marry a girl and then my brother now is usher to that woman, if he goes and marries her sister, he's now usher to her as well for two reasons. Now he's going to marry my wife because it's Eishes Ach as well as a Chos Isha, right? And both of them. But really, that first one doesn't actually apply. The second one doesn't apply because of the first one's over there. So now we say, okay, that makes sense in the case of, let's say, where I have a brother and I end up dying first. So I marry my wife first and then my brother marries his wife. Now the issa of being with my wife ends up coming in first as a problem. And then lo asi isra achos isha v'chayel isra eishes ach. Now, the achos isha, the isra of his wife's sister, is not going to come and take effect on brother's wife isra. Right? So it's like she's not an erva to him, or there's no achos isha. Achos isha. Achos isha. There's no achos isha isra over here, and therefore it's like she's not an erva to me. To my brother and her sar will be mutter. Elanasa chayv achach nasa meis. Let's say my brother married a woman first, and then and now her sister is going to be usher to him, and then I marry her. Right now we have a problem. Achos isha kadim, that comes first. And since the almana now is usher to the yavam as an erva of achos isha, so let the tzar should also be usher even according to Beis Shammai. Says the Gemara. Since the Isser Eishes Ach does not come and tag onto Achos Isha, Havilat Saras Erva Shalobim Ko Mitzvah, now it ends up being this co-wife is considered like the co-wife, the Sarah, of an Erva that's outside the concept of a mitzvah of Yibam, Visharia, and that's why she's ended up being permitted. It's going to be mutter. Whew, that was a mouthful. Okay, the next part of the Mishnah says that Choltzu Beishami Apostlan, that if they end up going out and doing Chalitza, that's going to apostle it, right? It's going to apostle them from being married to Kuhuna because it actually takes effect. And Beishami says there's no problem. This is more Peshitta, obviously. Beishami, hold what they hold, hold what they hold, of course. No, Lafukim to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, it's coming to exclude Rechem Nuri, the Amar, Bo'un Asakim Lehem Letzaros. Let's set up for all the Tzaros of the Arayos of Ofer Yibam, Shu Choltzus from Yisambal, to do Chalitza and not do Yibam, and therefore we're going to go where it'll accommodate the opinions of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. And according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, he was saying over here, if the tzara of an erva would do chalitza, then even Beis Hillel would pass her from marrying a kohen, since it would now be necessary midarabanan. Kamash v'lon to Beis Hillel, Machshir Beis Hillel say no, not true. It's nothing doing over here, and it's going to be fine. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.